Welcome to Masechta Shkalim, Parakhes, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 8, Mishnah 2. Today's Mishnayos are in honor of the engagement of my son Yisachar Tashena Tursky of Lakewood, New Jersey. We celebrated his Vardis engagement last night. May we only share simchas with one another. So this Mishnah is similar to the previous Mishnah, where it speaks about where one finds something and one is unsure if it's tahar. So a guy is in Yerushalayim, and he finds kelim, he finds vessels. Are they tahar, ritually pure, or tameh, impure? So like this, if it's in Yerushalayim itself, we assume it's tahar because the rabbis didn't institute that if you find a kli, a vessel, that it's tameh. However, says the Mishnah, if you find them on the way down to the mikveh, tameh, then they're tameh because we assume that they were dropped on the way down to the mikveh. Derech aliyah, if you find them on the way up from the mikveh, the path exiting the mikveh, tahorin, they're tahar. Why? Says the Mishnah, because the way that they constructed a mikvah is, probably with this in mind, was that there's a separate path that leads down to the mikvah and a separate path that leads out of the mikvah, the egress and the coming in and coming out, so that one could know if something is tahar or assume if it's tahar or tameh. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan tahorim. All vessels that are found in Yerushalayim are tahar, even the ones on the way down to the mikvah, because they didn't make a decree. The rabbis didn't decree tumah on kelim on vessels, even though in the rest of Eretz Yisrael it works that way, but not in Yerushalayim. Chutz, except for specific vessels. Min hasal, v'hamagrefa, v'hameritza, hamiyuchadin lakvaros. Besides the special utensils, which were used exclusively for burial. What are these utensils? Asal, the way it worked was that they initially would not always bury the person in their permanent grave. They would bury them in a temporary grave, and they would use a special large body-sized basket, or a basket where they would take all the body parts that were left after the fellow had been temporarily buried and transport it to the permanent burial site. Magrefa, some type of scraper or some type of rake, which they would gather all the parts that may have become dismembered. Ubimritza, some type of iron implement that has a sharp head at the head. There's a sharp implement on it, and it was done to smash stones that were needed for the burial. So if any of these type of vessels are found, we assume that they're tameh because they're used for burial. Let's see one more. Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah. Sakin, a knife for slaughtering animals, shanintzis, that's found in Yerushalayim by Arba'a Asa ben Nisan, on the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. Shochev ha-miyad, one can shecht with it immediately, because we assume that it was lost from somebody who was on the way to do shechita to slaughter their karban Pesach, and probably they immersed it, they were tovel it, and therefore it's tahar. B'shlosh, or how a person finds a knife on the 13th, shono matpil, he should go and he should repeat the immersion, even though perhaps the owner already immersed it, but we don't know, because it's possible that the fellow is waiting for the later in the day, or maybe the next day, to be tovel, to immerse his knife. V'kofitz, kofitz is a large hatchet that's used to cut meat and bones. Bein bazeh, ubein bazeh, whether you find it on the 14th of Nisan or the 13th, Shona umatbil, a person has to immerse it because it's not used for shechita, and perhaps it's tameh, so therefore one may not use it. Chalar ba'aser lios b'shabbos, shochet ba'miyad. If the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, one may shecht with the knife immediately. That means even if you find the hatchet, it's permitted to shecht with it right away. Why is that? Because since it is prohibited to be tovel kelim on Shabbos, we assume that he was already tovel, he immersed it already on every Shabbos, the 13th. Says the Mishnah b'chamisha asar. If let's say one found the hatchet on the 15th, that means to say the first day of Pesach, shochi b'miyad, he can slaughter the karbanos of Chag, the karbanos of the Yantiv immediately, because since it's prohibited to be tovel kelim on Yantiv, so certainly one immersed it before Yantiv. Nimtzes kishur l'sakin harezu kisakin. Let's say you find a hatchet that is tied in a bundle together with a knife, then we assume it's like a knife. That means even if it's found on the 14th of Nisan that falls on a regular day, you're allowed to use it immediately, because we assume that the guy was definitely immersed the knife, and therefore he probably immersed the hatchet with it on the 13th as well, since they are together in a bundle. Wishing you a beautiful upcoming day with lots of success and lots of hatzlacha.